The canal negotiations generated great interest and great passions around the world. People everywhere waited to see whether the United States would do what most of the rest of the world believed was the right thing, allow the Panamanians to take control, or would instead try to reestablish our global version of Manifest Destiny, which had been shaken by our Vietnam debacle. For many, it appeared that a reasonable and compassionate man had been elected to the U.S. presidency at just the right time. However, the conservative bastions of Washington and the pulpits of the religious right rang with indignation. How could we give up this bulwark of national defense, this symbol of U.S. ingenuity, this ribbon of water that tied South America's fortunes to the whims of U.S. commercial interests? During my trips to Panama, I became accustomed to staying at the Hotel Continental. However, on my fifth visit, I moved across the street to the Hotel Panama because the Continental was undergoing renovations and the construction was very noisy. At first, I resented the inconvenience. The Continental had been my home away from home. But now, the expansive lobby where I sat, with its rattan chairs and paddle-bladed wood ceiling fans, was growing on me. It could have been the set of Casablanca, and I fantasized that Humphrey Bogart might stroll in at any moment. I set down the copy of the New York Review of Books, in which I had just finished reading a Graham Greene article about Panama, and stared up at those fans, recalling an evening almost 2 years earlier. Ford is a weak president who won't be reelected, Omar Torrijos predicted in 1975. He was speaking to a group of influential Panamanians. I was one of the few foreigners who had been invited to the elegant old club with its whirring ceiling fans. That's the reason I decided to accelerate this canal issue. It's a good time to launch an all-out political battle to win it back. The speech inspired me. I returned to my hotel room and scratched out a letter that I eventually mailed to the Boston Globe. Back in Boston, an editor responded by calling me at my office to request that I write an op-ed piece. Colonialism in Panama has no place in 1975. Took up nearly half the page, opposite the editorials, in the September 19, 1975 edition. The article cited three specific reasons for transferring the canal to Panama. First, the present situation is unjust, a good reason for any decision. Second, the existing treaty creates far graver security risks than would result from turning more control over to the Panamanians. I referenced a study conducted by the Interoceanic Canal Commission, which concluded that traffic could be halted for 2 years by a bomb planted, conceivably by one man, in the side of Gatun Dam, a point General Torrijos himself had publicly emphasized. And third, the present situation is creating serious problems for already troubled United States-Latin American relations.